David Hurley cooked for me last night. And a lady in Manila, in the Philippines, is waiting to hear about it. So this audio boo is going to be a description, an account of what it was like to go to a restaurant last night with another person who was good enough to bring me as their guest. So that's what this is about. And I have a real dilemma to start with, which is that the experience was so rich, so multi-textured, so multi-layered, so segmented and sedimented that, you know, it's not going to be possible for me to encapsulate, capture it, convey it. It's not going to be possible for you to take in my experience last night. So I'm not even going to try to attempt the impossible. But let me just say a couple of things off the top of my head as I'm driving a car away from the west of Ireland towards the south of Ireland. David Hurley, to give him his proper title, he's the chief executive chef, or the executive head chef. Now forgive me, I'm not a food blogger. I'm only an eater. I just eat the stuff, right? I cook a tiny bit, but I wouldn't put myself in the bottom league of any league or of any series of league that David Hurley is in, because he is I borrow Brigitte Curtin, Burren Salmon on Twitter, I borrow her phrase, he's an artist, right? Now, I don't know the man, I never met him before, and I have this image before I start that chefs are volatile and extravagant, and they throw knives at other people in the kitchen so as to pin them against the board when they spoil the when they cause the souffle to have a hollow. You know, in other words, they're like Floyd, right? They guzzle their way through the kitchen and they're half pissed half the time, and they're dangerous to be in their company in hot kitchens. So that, let me declare, that's my starting point in talking about Gregan's Castle restaurant last night. You know, I went there with anticipation. I was actually hoping to have a very good time. I don't mind admitting that. I had read a review in one Irish newspaper of the new chef. Now, the previous chef was Finnish, and I don't know anything about him. I have no axe to grind at all. But I had a great time last night. I really did. This Irish chef who told me he comes from, oh God, where did he say he was from? Really local, you know, he comes from someplace I've spent time in, desperately trying to remember. I know, he comes from Tramore, County Waterford in Ireland. Now, I realise you're hearing nothing about the food, but I really have to say that it's pointless me even starting in this audio booth to tell you what I had to eat. All I can tell you is that it confounded my expectations in a number of different ways. And the last expectation I had confounded was when I shook the hand of the man who had been in the kitchen working to prepare the food. He wasn't anything like I expected. Now, it isn't that anybody told me what he was like or anything like that. Nobody did. But he was a very quiet, gentle man who any time in the conversation I tried to get some information out of him about what he liked doing, he said basically he was in it in order to give the eater a very good experience. And it was as simple as that, is how David Hurley put it. He wanted to give me an enjoyable meal. And I mean, you know, this was coming from an artist. This is a bit like, you know, okay, I'll be very extravagant. This is a bit like Picasso saying, I just wanted to give the viewer an enjoyable experience when they looked at that, you know, my blue paintings or my blue period. Well, okay, Picasso, Pablo. But it is actually such an arresting and engaging impression to have left me with that you know, who can be very flamboyant and certainly can be over the top in the amount that I speak, found myself in the company of a man, you know, who I felt was of a delicate sensitivity and who had really been working to give it his best shot in, you know, color, taste. You know, the food had everything except sound. I have to say that none of the food that came to the table made a noise, an audible noise, so I couldn't actually capture that on audio boot. But truthfully, the whole thing surprised me, because first of all, Gregan's castle is not a castle, right? You go along thinking, I thought I was going to a miniature version of Drumoland Castle, you know, off the road into a very nice place which would be nice and contemplative to sit away from the hustling and bustling crowd, but it would be a castle. Well, half of what I've just said is correct. It is a place you can get away from the hustle and bustle. Although, to be truthful, in West Clare, there's an awful lot of places you can get away from the hustle and bustle. So it wasn't, it wasn't that unusual to find a place into which I could kind of drop. Anyway, it was evening. All I could see was the Burren, and all I could see was the Atlantic Ocean and the lights of Galway. You know, nothing of any attraction, of course, you know. No, truthfully, a very attractive place, obviously, with those kind of characteristics. But, you know, I'll come back to the food in another audiobook. I have to say something about it. Although speaking about food is a very bad thing. You just have to show people photographs and roll on the day when the computer, I can press a button and I put a tag onto this audiobook, which will release for you, you know, the smell of that beetroot stuff that he put around the mackerel, for example. Or even better, as far as I'm concerned, release the taste of the handmade bread. Anyway, we come back to all that. David Hurley, you know, the nicest, most quiet, gentle, artistic soul that I've met in the way of a chef. You would actually think that there was no heat in his kitchen. It was like that. So to the lady in Manila, thank you for saying you'd like to hear about, you've heard absolutely nothing about the food and precious little about the place. There's a lot of other stuff I could tell you about that place itself. But the character of the head chef did really take my breath away.